in the neighborhood, what would you say it did to the roof? It
blew it off.
Now, rain that doesn't last but a very short time, what would you call that, sir?
Shower. Or a sprinkle.
And one that might last all night, but you could walk from here to High Street and back without getting wet.
Drizzle.
And then, mind, you will look out and you can't see down to the road down there. You'd say it's
foggy.
And what would you call that stuff that keep you from seeing down there?
Fog. If you're trying to get at the sound of that vowel in there, I'm not sure.
I know.
It varies.
It did. That was what I... Why you asked for both of them, you see.
I suspect both of them come through, depending on circumstances.
Yes. Now, if you had no rain for a couple of weeks, what would you call that, sir?
Oh, dry spell.
And then if maybe 6 or 8 weeks.
Oh, drought.
And talking about the wind, you'd say we didn't have much rain, didn't have much wind early this morning, but ever since breakfast the wind's been
rising.
And you'd say the wind was blowing pretty hard all afternoon, but since supper it's been...
Oh, dying down, going down.
And then, say early in October, you look at, late in October, you look out and see a little white on the grass in the morning.
Oh, it's been a frost.
Do you have more than one kind of frost you speak of, sir?
Well, there's a killing frost and light frost.
And you'd say it was so cold the other night the pond
froze over.
If it isn't cold enough to freeze solid, just this thin ice forms around the edge, what would you call that?
Oh, I don't know that I have any particular term for it. I might call it nice scum or skim. I doubt if there's any particular word I have in my vocabulary for that condition.
Now, the room out there where the television is, what would you call that?
The living room.